Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Friday, October 2nd, and welcome to another edition of Daily Drop Radio, where we gather on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays to hear another drop of education, hopefully get a little bit of inspiration to help us carry ourselves forward in our days. You know, being empowered by natural solutions that help us do all kinds of things, from uplifting us, from uplifting our moods, to curing our aches, and to helping us with our minor aches and pains, to a wide range of course, our emotions. And this week, the oil of the week was lavender, and lavender is known to be one of those oils that affects our emotions. It's one of those oils, and I'd like to share with you guys why before we jump into today's call, which is all about the stories, experiences that we've had. I'd like to just take a quick second to talk about lavender while those of you, while everyone's jumping on the line. Remember to share your story. Press 1 on the keypad is all you have to do, and share some little experience. We'll circle back to the kind of experiences and things that you can share. I wanted to give a shout-out to lavender this week. Lavender is one of those oils that's very common, that is used most often. Most people are familiar with lavender. It's a very... It's one of the key oils that a lot of people use. Now, what's interesting about lavender is lavender, believe it or not, it works through what they call the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is your parasympathetic nervous system, or your vagal nerve, and it actually is responsible for calming you down. Whereas your sympathetic gets your heart racing, your parasympathetic calms your heart down, all your vital organs, your heart, your lungs, your liver, but it's also responsible for your digestion. So you literally, because if your body's running from if you're scared for your life, your body doesn't really care about digesting food right then. It's going to divert resources. So believe it or not, lavender, the antithesis to, believe it or not, grapefruit oil. And grapefruit, which is in, and I'd like to make this part of my testimonial this week, something that I did is I used this a little bit more to help me with my appetite. We know that grapefruit is in Slim and Sassy, right? Slim and Sassy is known to help us suppress and to control our appetites. Well, grapefruit has the exact opposite effect on the nervous system. It actually engages the sympathetic, shutting down your appetite. So what I did this last week is I experimented with using lavender about 20, 30 minutes before I ate to try to help trigger my body to say, hey, now it's time to digest. Now it's time to get ready to digest your food, eat your food. If it was in between times that I wasn't supposed to eat, that's when I used Slim and Sassy. So Slim and Sassy in between meals, or just straight grapefruit. Sometimes I just went for just pure grapefruit as well. In between meals, and then when I'm ready to eat my meal, lavender, which actually gets my digestive system up and going. And so here's what the result was for me. What the result was is that I enjoyed my food more, believe it or not. I slowed down. I didn't eat as fast, I found. Instead of just looking down and realizing I had finished my entire plate, this week I actually enjoyed more of my food than I think I have in a very long time, just enjoying taking my time eating my meals. I know that may be a weird testimonial to share, but you know what? I'm very grateful for lavender, for what it does on my digestive system for me, because I really have been able to share some good food with my family this week, with my wife. And so at the end of the day, that to me is absolutely worth it, and why we're here as wellness advocates, to spend quality time with ourselves, our families, those we love, and enjoy the time that we do have. So that's my testimonial for the week, and a shout out to the oil of the week, lavender, which has that wonderful ability to not only calm you, but also to kick your digestion into gear, believe it or not. So that's my story of the week. Now, as far as you, we've got a couple people in the queue already. To get into the queue, just press 1 on your keypad to share some quick story of what the oils have done for you recently, something you've seen them do for other people. We're still sharing experiences from doTERRA Convention, which was just a few weeks ago now. Especially they just now released just the other day their the new products, the emotional aromatherapy kits, the Douglas fir, so many cool things. So you can share experiences from conference and these new products, as well as share experiences from how you've grown from your business. From just being a wellness advocate. How have you gotten outside of your comfort zone to go try something new? And what did you learn? What did you gain out of that? What did you get out of that? Those are the kind of stories that we're looking to hear. So let's go ahead and jump on with our first caller today. Area code 520-975. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. It's Hi. Nancy down in Green Valley.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. I just wanted to jump on real quick and talk about two things, actually. One is lavender I have a soft spot in my heart for lavender because that was the first oil that I became familiar with and really why I became a doTERRA member. I just had some real tough times sleeping and started out with just a little bit of lavender on the bottom of my foot. Very simple, but it had a big effect. I mean, it made a huge difference. I mean, we all know when we can't sleep, we can't do anything or anything well. So lavender was is an amazing oil, and it's something that I think there are a lot of people that have difficulty with, whether it's sleep or just keeping their cool, remaining calm. I think it's a wonderful oil. And I also think on scars, if you have a scar or something like that, I think lavender oil and burns and things like that, I think lavender oil is also a plus. So it's a remarkable support system in a bottle. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about, and it's kind of a testimonial, but it's kind of an encouragement to folks, is the post-convention tour. Convention, there was just such an enormous amount of excitement with convention. It was so informing, and of course, it's always great to be with everyone, you know, while you're learning all these things. And but I think, you know, when somebody can't go to convention, one of the things that they really should try to focus on is getting to the post-convention tour events. Last year we went up in Mesa, and it was great, and had some of my team there. And then this year they're going to have a tour event in Tucson. So we'll have part of my team in Mesa and part in Tucson. So it's really, they've expanded things, so it's really going to be quite exciting. And it's a great chance to get all the latest news and stuff. So I really am enthusiastic about those events, and I would encourage everyone to do that, you know, to just figure out, get the time, chisel out the time in the schedule and get to the post-convention tour event. And, you know, you can look it up. Obviously, there's a little, in our back office, there's a little thing you can click on to get all the information on that. And you can see where they are all over the country. I know, I've tried to call people on my team that are in other places, you know, looked up where it is in their area and so on and so forth to get them the information. So that's it.
Beautiful, yeah. And I think you can also get those on doTERRA every day as well. I think they have a list of events that are going on around as well. We'll have to double check that. But thank you, Nancy, for sharing that about lavender and helping you sleep. Isn't it amazing how something just so simple, a simple application, but you did it. And look, and you're here now with us, and that's a beautiful thing. I'd actually, in regards to lavender and sleep, I'd like to share, actually, there's a study came out recently that I found absolutely fascinating when it came to sleep. They found that sleep deprivation, if your brain is sleep deprived, your brain literally has to work dramatically harder to determine the difference between friendly faces versus enemies. Literally, it makes it harder for you to figure out if the people around you are actually your friends or if they're your enemies. So think about how much more work your brain now has to do just to try to stay in a place of balance and preserving the relationships you have. And that was really my testimonial for us, how lavender in some ways has actually helped me, it can help me in my relationships, because I can enjoy it because I'm enjoying my meals more in this way. And so for you, in some ways, offhandedly, it's actually the same testimonial. It's the testimonial for relationships, because when you have good enough sleep, it affects your relationships in very real ways. And literally, your brain doesn't have to work as hard just to know that you're among friends.
Yeah.
So thank you, Nancy, for coming out. Thank you for coming out and sharing. I do appreciate that. We'd love to have you come back out again. And Nancy, using the oil of the week, fantastic. Again, I do appreciate that. Let's keep the show moving on. Area code 503-547. You're on the show. Again, area code 503-547. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ryan. It's Bonnie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I just have a little quick story to share. I was on Facebook a while ago, and I happened on a friend's conversation, and she was commenting on some hormonal challenges that she was experiencing. So I jumped in and asked her if she was willing to try an essential oil that might help her with her challenge. And she said yes, so I sent her a sample of Clary Calm, and she tried it, and she loves it, and has now included it in her daily routine.
And how long has that been going on? How long did that take to get that, to set this all up? Was it very hard?
No. Because she answered right away, I just went ahead and I think I sent the sample out that same day. I got it off to her, and she would have received it within a day or two. And then I waited. I made sure she got the sample, and then I waited. I gave her probably about a week to try it, and then got back to her, because sometimes it takes a while. So then I just got back to her, and this was all via Facebook. She does have an email. I do have her phone number, but she likes to communicate via Facebook. So I just waited and then got back to her, and she loves it.
Beautiful. Well, I think this goes back to, I'm not sure if you've been on the shows or if you've been on some of my presentations, where one of the presentations I talked about this concept of 3EXP, of experimenting to gain experience, and that experience gives us expertise. And so I love what you did here, because it does show this process, because now sometimes it just simply takes smelling a new smell to recognize that, wow, that really works for me. That really works, and that's really working for what I need. Not only do I enjoy it, but it really creates an effect that I appreciate. You know, and so this is really the value of Diamond Kit, this is the value of working hard. Would you agree this is the value of working hard to experience as many of the oils and having as many oils on hand as you possibly can? Because the more you can do to sample, to experiment, and to provide these out to people, the more opportunities they have to just all of a sudden click and say, oh, yes, this one, boom. And now there's a whole other oil added to their daily routine, a whole other way that they're experiencing it. And now, obviously, do you think it's going to be a little bit easier for her to share that with people around the world with her, if she's even doing it? But it's now a natural thing. It's not something that's forced. It becomes a natural progression. And so thank you for sharing that, because that's exactly what we hope to see in the real world, is just people simply sharing the oils and sampling them out, and other people being able to have the opportunity to experience it and have these their daily routines from that. Well, thanks for, is there anything else you wanted to share with us before the end of the day, or
that's
is that
it.
Pretty much
that's
it for now?
Right. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you very much. All right. Let's go ahead and move on. We've got another caller in the queue, area code 480-250. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ryan. This is Pauline.
Hi, Pauline. How are you?
Good. How are you? Nice to hear you
very
again.
Very good. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. And real quick, I'm going to interrupt you just to remind everyone that to put yourself in the queue, all you need to do is press 1 on your keypad, and you can come out and share just a little something, a little snippet real fast with us. We do appreciate it. But, Pauline, what do you have for us today?
Well, I'm going to just talk about lavender. It's one of my favorite oils. It, but something that I think a lot of people may not realize about lavender is that it is very, very effective on scorpion stings, which I have personally found out over the years. So about 20 years ago when I first moved here to Arizona from Pennsylvania, I stepped on a scorpion. And a few years after that, I started, I attended school for to become a certified aromatherapist. So during that period of time, I was on this quest to find the oil for scorpions. And there were several of them that I got on hand, including basil and cinnamon. But we were moving when I had my second round of scorpion sting, and I actually put my knuckle down on a scorpion, and it swelled up immediately. And so because we were moving, the only thing that really was available to me was lavender, and so I just doused it with lavender. And it swelled up about a half an inch immediately, and if anyone, I don't know if anyone knows or not, they're very excruciatingly painful. So you put the lavender, a lot of people don't know this. They don't know that sometimes with essential oils in general, you have to put them on sooner in the beginning. So especially with something like a sting or a burn or something like that, you may need to use it every 5 minutes and then every 20 and then every half hour, hour or whatever. As the pain comes back, you reapply it. And so so that's what I was doing. And within less than a minute, the swelling went down almost completely. And my experience both times, because I had used essential oils the first time around, it just was a salt concoction that my massage therapist had given me. I don't know what oils were in it, but it also took away the sting. And so I'm one of the few people that I met over the years that have actually not had numbness in that area. So I just want to let people know it's good for all kinds of insect bites, stings, wasps, anything. But especially those living in Arizona, you know, I always keep lavender with me for a multitude of things, and I try to keep frankincense as well. Those are my two go-to guys. But one other thing that I think Bonnie mentioned is that when I was exposed to doTERRA 2 years ago, it was the lavender, because by then I had used dozens of brands, good brands, quality brands of lavender over the years. But when I applied that lavender, the first class that I went to, that was it. I was totally hooked. So that's my testimonial.
Hooked on lavender. I think what I would love, just hearing you say that just made me realize, you know, do you remember doing the hidden taste test, right, where you're going to taste this soda or taste that soda and really which one tastes better? You do something with lavender in the same way. I think lavender, you know, going back to conference, they revealed what they called the ARC plot, A-R-C plot, for those who weren't there. And really what the ARC plot is a very simplified way of looking at all the different tests that they do for certified pure therapeutic grade testing. So when they do CPTG testing, to make sure they don't just do one test and make those reports public that people can't read. They can't read a scientific report, and that one report only shows a couple different areas of aspects of it. And so doTERRA put together this amazing, amazing thing called the ARC plot that visually shows you what an oil should look like. It'd be very interesting to, aside from the science of that, show people this is what the difference is. You know, can people tell the difference between, you know, an oil that fits within all of the, within this criteria versus not? I'm willing to bet that people can tell a difference. You can smell a difference between, in some ways, between these oils. And so that's what I would just encourage, you know, again, so for those of us who are out there who have friends, who people who know, they know lavender, people out in the marketplace, they know lavender, but have you tried doTERRA's lavender? Have you tried this lavender? A very, very different experience, because I'm sure you've heard of lavender before your doTERRA experience, right, Pauline?
Right.
So obviously a little different experience, and here you are all this time later. And it was, once again, it was a pleasure meeting you at convention. Thank you for coming out and sharing. Anything else that you wanted to add before we wrap up?
Well, no, you know me. I could go on for hours, but I'm not. I'm trying to keep it short. Especially about lavender. It's like one of my favorite oils. So, yes, I could talk lots more about lavender and other things, but I'm trying to keep it short here.
All right, beautiful. Well, let me, I do appreciate that, Pauline. Let's go ahead and move on. We love having you out, and we all, of course, we love lavender. But thanks again, Pauline. All right, let's move on. Area code 480-540. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. This is Holly.
Hi, Holly. Good morning.
I want to share my experiences with lavender as well, because there's so many things that lavender can be used for. If that's our focus today, I can tell you time and time again, when I have burned myself, it was in minutes. Just last week, last Sunday, I'm cooking again. I'm very clumsy, hit the top of the stove, or actually this time I opened a lid of food that was steaming hot, and the steam just burst my hand into flames, right? So I just run right over. If you can get it on within 30 seconds, the faster you do it, the faster it helps. I didn't get any pain after that initial burst of pain, and no blistering, no red. It was awesome. And so I love using lavender for burns. In addition to that, when I put lavender with peppermint and lemon and I layer that on, anytime I go into a season that I'm going outdoors and feeling the little itchy eyes and nose and runny things that are happening because of the beautiful nature, it goes away right away. Lavender is very, very effective on using it as an antihistamine. So those are my two favorite ways to use lavender.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that. So once again, that was lavender with lemon. And what was the other one?
Peppermint.
Lavender, lemon, and peppermint. I'm going to have to try that. I'm really going to have to try that now.
So I layer them on, right, because we don't want to blend oils together. We don't have to. But I layer them on the back of my neck. I inhale them one at a time for my particular self. But do you know that doTERRA actually has a soft gel called Tri-Ease with those three in it?
Really? I did not know that that's what was in Tri-Ease. I love Tri-Ease. Anytime, anytime that the allergies start kicking in, that's the first thing I turn to. I did not know that those were the three in there. That makes a lot of sense.
So the beauty of it is, you can use these three oils internally, which the Tri-Ease is a great way to get high efficacy out of that is internally. But I actually just love the smell of them, so I inhale them right before I rub them on my body, and I get a very effective effect that way as well.
Beautiful. I love the layered approach. You know, just because you can approach it in multiple ways doesn't mean you should just approach it in one. You know, why not take the time when you can to enjoy the experience, to enjoy the smell, enjoy the aroma, enjoy the sensation of rubbing it on, knowing that your body's taking it in as well as internally. That's a beautiful thing. Thanks for sharing that, Holly. I do appreciate it. Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I think that's a good thing for lavender. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Holly. Make it a great day. All right. We've got a couple more people here. Let's go ahead and keep it moving on. Area code 480-326. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Ryan. How are you doing? This is Arlene.
Good morning, Arlene. How are you?
Doing good. Well, I thought I would share my favorite lavender stories. You know, I think one of my very favorite is my daughter is Tanya, and, you know, we have the opportunity to go up to our place in Young, and I took my Tanya's two kids for the week, and we went out for a picnic with another family. And, of course, Tanya made, said, Mom, make sure that you put their hats on, cover them with sunscreen. Well, this was several years ago, and I am vehemently against sunscreens. I just don't like them, and I feel that they have a lot of toxic ingredients to me that are more harmful for your skin than helpful. So I wanted to make sure, so what I did was, I put a puddle of olive oil at the time. I'm trying to get away from the noise. So I put a little bit of olive oil in my hand and several drops of lavender. I covered my redheaded grandkids with the lavender, the coconut oil, and we went out and played. And it just was longer than I thought. And I looked at these kids after we got out, and I'm going, oh, my goodness sakes, Tanya's going to kill me. So I did it again. The lavender and, with the oil, rubbed them all down, all over their arms, head, face, everywhere. And you know what? They were not one bit pink. I had done it before, and I had done it afterwards. And they were not even the slightest pink. So to me, it's great sun protection as well as great for sunburns. They weren't sunburned. They were a little bit on the pink side, but I just thought that was so amazing. And after story, another friend, when she heard me saying that, she did that for her daughter, and she came back and she says, it doesn't work at all. Well, I said, well, bring me your lavender. She had used another company's lavender, and it didn't work at all. So I said, well, because you didn't use doTERRA's lavender, it makes all the difference in the world. Now, next, the other story is I had one of my daughters, when she was very young, grab my curling iron, not once, but twice. So I went and grabbed the aloe vera, rubbed it on her. It's still blistered. She still suffered with blisters all over her hands for a whole week. Another friend of mine, though, shared that her daughter grabbed the curling iron. She immediately rubbed doTERRA's lavender on. It never blistered. And within about 3 days, you would have not even known that she had grabbed the curling iron. So I just love lavender. Not only that, it's the oil I go to sleep with every night. I rub it on the back of my neck. Sometimes on the bottoms of my feet, I sniff it, and I just love the fact that it calms me. I go to sleep faster. I sleep more solidly. It's just an excellent oil. So love, love lavender.
Beautiful, and I can just imagine your face seeing their skin bright red. And just putting your faith in the oils, putting your faith, it's okay, Tanya's not going to kill me, she's not even going to know, it's going to be fine.
Hey, it's just great to know the oils work. I'm just so grateful that we have something that's totally effective and that we can count on to really help us out.
And I just count on once in a while, but through the process of the testing that they do to make sure that we can count on it, every single batch goes through this testing, and so that to provide that consistency. And then, of course, just a shout out to the doTERRA leadership and everything that we discovered at conference that they're doing, right, to get ahead of the curve on production demands, get ahead of the curve on making sure that they're going to be able to continue to supply the stock, because this literally is blowing up. For anybody who wants a visual reference of that, just type trends into a Google search, just type in trends, and it'll take you to, the first link will be Google Trends. So it's google.com/trends. And type in the word essential oils and essential oil, and then type in the word doTERRA, and just look at that hockey stick. As interest was next to nothing, a little bit of interest for a while, steadily climbing, and then, boom, just a massive growth over the last number of years since 2000, since the late 2000s, and into this number of years, the past number 5-6 years have really seen this dramatic climb because of just what you said, Erlene. They just work, and it's simple. It's not complicated. Here's this oil. Put it on your feet. You know, smell it. You know, you can put it in your drinks. You can put it in your mouth. You can swish with it. You can do this, and this is what's going to happen. And we can count on it to do that again and again and again. And so that's a beautiful thing. Thank you, Erlene, for coming out and sharing that. I'd like to thank all of our other sharers, Holly, for coming out, Pauline, Vonnie, and, of course, Nancy, coming out to share. And we are very grateful for everybody on our team that didn't get the chance to come out and share today as well, and everybody that you know, took the challenge to apply and learn lavender in some way but didn't have the opportunity to share any successes with us today. Keep going. You know, remember, one of the key things about oils is that sometimes it takes there are some effects that we can feel immediately. There's some effects. Sometimes all it takes is a little bit of lavender to calm us down, a little bit of wild orange to brighten us up. Sometimes that's all it takes. But there are effects come with time and repeated usage. So we encourage you all to continue to doing what you're doing, and hope you make it a great day. We will be back again on Monday with the product training call at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific, another edition of Daily Drop Radio. Until then, I hope you make it a great weekend. Bye for now, everybody.